This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a closer mind, pages to get it all out.
Good evening, Bahamas. Happy Tuesday. It is the 1st January that I am back on radio. And this evening, I want to take a different tone just on the onset of the show. But I want to say thank you to the staff and the teachers at Xavier's Lower School. I had to travel recently, and sometimes you have to depend on the teacher a bit more than you readily would. But so very often, the teachers are underappreciated. And I want to say a very special thank you to the teachers, Math Farquharson, Miss Bethel, who's also a sorority sister, Senorita Ellis. Thank you so very much, Mrs. Strawn, the religion teacher, and of course, the principal of Xavier's, Miss Cooper. But this evening, Bahamas, we're going to go beyond the regular Kenny's Corner radio show. Most times when I bring my radio show, I want to enlighten, I want to uplift, I want to educate, I want to inform. I want us to have the conversation that breaks barriers and tears down the walls, to have the hard conversations and just to peel back the onion skin just a little bit. Tonight is different. It's not just another show. It's about shifting. And we're not spelling it S-H-I-F-T. We're spelling it S-H-Y-F-T. We're shifting. It's a shift in the mindset, a conversation. It's a shift in how we want ourselves to be portrayed and how we want to have a legacy for our family, for ourselves, and for others. We are stepping into a new season this 2026, a new chapter, a renewed experience. The person that I have on show with me today is none other than Ahmad Rashad Thompson. And when you think of Ahmad, you think of someone that's a front runner. You think of somebody that's breaking barriers. He has numerous conferences. He uplifts. He builds. He's an author. And a few weeks ago, I was at Starbucks before having to go into the office. And as I was there, a lady came up to me and she reads my Facebook and she said, "I want you to write a book." And I was thinking about writing a book, right? And I said, I knew what I would call it and I knew what I would say. And I'd never said it to anyone. But she came up to me and she said, "This is what I want you to name the book." And she said it clear. And I gave her a hug instantly because I just put it on the back. I can't do that. It ain't in me. And she said it clear as day. I wasn't even going to Starbucks, you know. I was passing Starbucks straight in Palmdale. But I turned around and I went to Starbucks. And as I came out, I sat in my vehicle and I said, "Let me call Mr. Thompson." I said, "Mr. Thompson, you never answer on the first ring. Like, Ahmad is the hardest person in the world to get in contact with." And he answered on the first ring. He's an author. And so I said, "Ahmad, how do I write this book? And he said, Kenny, this is how we write the book. He didn't ask me what the book can be about. He said, this is how you write the book. And I want to say to Mr. Thompson openly, thank you for taking the call. Thank you for answering. Anytime I put something in front of him, he says, yeah, you could get that done. He never says, well, I know, I sure. So tonight we're going to talk with Mr. Thompson, soon to be Dr. Thompson, as a matter of fact. And we want to find out what the Astute Talent Management Agency has for us on tap in 2026. Dr. Thompson, good evening.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to you, Kendika Campbell Delobo. First time, new things in 2026. I know that's right.
New things, and go on.
Honored to be on your show this evening. Good evening, Bahamas. Happy New Year, Kenny's Corner. We appreciate your continued patronage and support, Kenny. I'm grateful to be with you this evening.
Thank you. You're Ahmad, welcome. When you decided to create Astute Talent Management, you had a regular 9-to-5 job. You were working the 9-to-5 job and you were doing this. And you also had an employer that allowed you to do this and do that. And then God told you to trust him. And here you are today.
Here I am today. That origin story, Kenny, is definitely was a moment of trust as well. I was actually on furlough when I first got the instruction from God to start the business.
What is furlough?
So this was during the pandemic. This was in the height of the pandemic. This was August of 2020.
Okay.
And when the pandemic had first come, don't forget, this was March 16th, that we first got the orders to close down the borders and everything had to just stop.
Okay.
In that first iteration, my employer at the time did not release me. They allowed me to stay on, which was also an act of God. They allowed me to stay on top at that time because I was the learning and development manager at that organization. And Kenny, when you have an entire organization sent home, where would we left if there's nobody to train?
Who are you training?
Who are we training? Right. So my general manager at the time said, Ahmad, listen, I need you on, I need you here. We're going to have a bare bones crew, but I need people who I can trust, who I can rely on. So stay with us. No problem. I did that. The first 3 months went by and we were all excited to bring our team members back on July 4th. That was when the competent authority at the time had reopened our borders. And up until then, the country had fared pretty well with respect to COVID cases as well as deaths related to COVID. But the moment those borders were reopened in July, it seemed as though everybody caught COVID twice. And shortly thereafter, the borders had to close again. And so we, at this time, my general manager said, Ahmad, listen, the first time was cool. This time, brother, you got to go. I'm like, I understand it's business. That's no problem. So I was on furlough, and furlough simply means that your employment was suspended for a period of time. It's usually a specific period of time, but I was on furlough. And it was one day in August, around August 20th, as a matter of fact. Holy Spirit said to me, open the business. And I said to Holy Spirit, who you think you're talking to? Because what business you're talking about, first of all? Second of all, I ain't got no money. You need money to do things with an earth. Like, I was one of those people, Kenny, that was refreshing my bank account every seconds, looking to see if NIB sent my little thing. And the Holy Spirit said, son, just turn this garage into an office and open the business, apply for the business license, and start to move. And so I did.
Right.
I applied for the business license. I got the approval and I opened the business. Within 3 weeks, I'd gotten 4 clients during the pandemic. One of them was a national agency. The other 3 were private organizations that said, listen, we need help to re-engage our employees. Time, do you do this? Do you do that? And I was doing everything. Do you do construction? Yes, mom, I can build a house. I can Google it, I can figure it out, and I come in.
Yes.
And I went, and God opened doors that I never imagined opening for me. And then 5 years later, God said to me to quit my job. Because to your opening statement, I was in business, but I was also working in corporate Bahamas the entire time. And
right.
When he said to quit my job, I was like, wait now, you mean create like an exit strategy? Or are you talking about radical, like, walk off the job, fire, run quick? And he said, run quick. So I wrote the letter, And I resigned. I said to God, I can do this, but you can't have me out here looking popped on and looking like I ain't got it. So what we can do? And I trusted him radically, Kenny. I just signed my mortgage papers. I trusted God. And there have been moments when I was like, nah, God, we talked about this. We talked about this. And then there have been moments when I'm like, God, you're doing too much. Thank you for the blessings. Keep them coming. I'm so grateful. But when you learn
Absolutely.
God at his word, Kenny, no matter
Absolutely.
What you face, no matter what come against you, no matter what the enemy may try, he will provide for you. And he's been proving that with me every single day of my life since I took him on his word. And I'm just glad that he continues to trust me and advance me and enlarge me, you know?
I love that for you, Ahmad. Now, I want you just had one recently, and it seems as if though you have an influx of people that flock to what it is that you are disseminating, that God has put in your spirit for you to disseminate. Mm-hmm. When you thought about S-H-F-Y-T, why did you...
S-H-Y-F-T, sorry.
Spell it again.
S-H-Y-F-T.
S-H-Y-F-T. When you thought about the spelling dynamic of this word, how did this come about? Like, how did this happen?
This was one night I was about to go to bed. This was in 2021. So the pandemic was not over yet, but we were getting our way back to some level of normalcy. And God said to me, son, people have forgotten that I'm not in business, that I'm not out of business. I'm not closed down. I am not COVID ridden. I am not dead. I'm alive. And they need a reminder. They need to be reminded that I am still God, I am still their God, and I can do all things. I am the beginning and the end. And I said, I agree with you. Why are you giving up? But what I must do with that? And he said, son, people have to shift into town. And so I'd written it down. He said, spell it S-H-Y-F-T, and then spell focus F-O-K-U-S. Because the shift that you're looking for is going to come from you. I have sent you to the earth with the ability to, with the power to create wealth, with the ability to do all things for me who strengthen you. Why are you looking for the worldly things to help you? I am your strength. I am your guide. I am your everything. And then he said, you cannot shift into focus without adopting, first of all, a kingdom mindset. So many of us are walking around absent of our kingdom authority, Kenny. We are walking around like we don't have access to an actual kingdom. Like we're not heirs to a throne. Like our Father has not bequeathed to us all of his riches. And we don't have to do anything but show up and repent and be willing to serve him, to take ownership of that. And so he said, shift, because you are responsible for your shift. Stop relinquishing your power and your authority to other people around you and take ownership of that. And then focus by adapting a kingdom mindset. Stop thinking like you're less than when you're not. I've called you to lead nations. Father Abraham had many sons of Father Abraham, and you are one of them. So am I. We sing these songs in primary school and in Sunday school like they was just something to sing, but they're the truth, Kenny. And he wanted me to remind his people that the shift you're looking for comes from within. If you walk with God, he will help you, but you also have to walk in and adapt that kingdom mindset. And that's where it all began.
And Ahmad, let me ask you something, because this the thing about it is that this is a normal trajectory of our conversation, mm-hmm. but when I place my collaterals out for our talk show, I always have my topic and I have whoever's going to come on and whatever else has to happen. But in my inbox, there are many questions. And two questions that stand out towards this conversation is, Kenny, ask your guests for me, what happens that do not support you? Mm-hmm. Now, I will say to these questions or this inbox question, mm-hmm. you have more people that will not support you than you have that will support you. Mm-hmm. You can't worry about the friends that don't support you. The strangers will support you. Mm-hmm. And maybe your message is not for the friends. And maybe the message is for the strangers. Mm-hmm. And you can't worry, in my mind, you can't worry about who doesn't see it for you. Mm-hmm. Do you see it for you? Does God see it for you? Now, Ahmad, this is about shift. So I need you to answer those questions as well.
Certainly. If you're looking and working from a place of people's approval, you will always be outside of the box. You will always be outside of assignment. When God chooses anyone, the journey is going to be difficult for them. And I say that by what I mean by that is anyone in the history of time, whether that's in biblical times, even in modern times today, that God chooses, where God puts his hand on them and gives them an assignment, you are looking for a rough road. The prophet is not appreciated in his own town. And so when you find yourself, your family, your circle of friends, the people around you, not throwing their weight behind you, please don't take that to mean the assignment isn't worth it. That's a clear indication that it is. That's the first thing. The second thing is, if you're looking for me to approve you, you already lose. If God has assigned you, it's already approved. He has already a sheep to follow that shepherd's voice. And they will find you. They will flock to you. They will see you. They will recognize you because they will see themselves in either your assignment or in your ability. And if you are thinking about who could buy it, who could support it, who can come, who ain't gonna come, that's the wrong approach. When Moses was sent by God, Moses said, you got to be kidding me. I stammer. I never do this before. I've killed. I've done wrong. Why would you choose me? And God said, I will put the words in your mouth. I will give you the words to speak. I will give you an aide in Aaron to walk with you. You don't have to worry about what they're going to say or what they won't say. And I want you to think about this perspective if you're listening to this call, this talk today. When God has given you an assignment, everything is already established for the assignment. Everything. God ends with, he begins with the end in mind. So when he's giving you the assignment, it's already an established and finished work. What you need to do now is walk in your finisher's anointing. God doesn't begin a new work before he has finished it. He's established everything you need for it. He's made the crooked path straight for it. He's given you everything you need in the way of sponsorship, in the way of support, in the way of voices, in the way of heirs. All you have to do is show up authentically you and trust him every step of the way. When you start to rationalize this behavior, or ain't nobody like the post, ain't nobody buy the book, ain't nobody come to the event, you're looking at the flesh and not at this. God has ordained the thing he has given to you, and he needs you to carry that out with full trust and faith in him.
That is it, and that is all.
That is it, and that is all.
How do you get your faith to be so strong, Ahmad?
You have to be reckless, Kanyangala. You got to just trust God like you're about to, okay. I'm at a point now where I've seen the cost of obedience and disobedience.
Yes.
I've physically, literally, in my own life, witnessed the blessing of obedience and seen the curse of disobedience in my own life. I've seen myself, man, God, you won't, that ain't for me, that's for somebody else. You won't talk in sense. I do my own thing, and I'm talking about buck my toe, bah, 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 bah. And I've seen myself take God at his word and literally do exactly as he says, and the doors open that I cannot even imagine. And that journey for me started around 2022. God gave me a very weird instruction, and I did it just as he gave it to me. And Kenny, that changed my life forever. Literally today, I'm still reaping the... Tomorrow, I'm going to attend an event, Kenny, that stemmed from that one instruction in April, on April 2nd, 2022. Easter, that was the Saturday before Easter Sunday. Holy Saturday. I was going to a photo shoot, and God gave me an instruction while I was in the shower, and I said, God, there. I did exactly as he said, and to this day, I'm still reaping the fruit of that instruction from 4 years, 3 years ago. And tomorrow morning, God, for my life, I'm going to walk into a room that has been ordained for me simply because I obeyed him all those years ago.
And did you hear what you said? You are going to walk into a room that has been ordained for you.
Ordained.
Oh, here ends the reading. Now, Ahmad, you have something coming up at the end of the month.
Yes,
SHYFT. What is this about? Because you had one last year.
Yes, ma'am.
And I mean, you had me on a big stage, Ahmad.
Big time stage. Big time stage.
I mean, I was fresh off my mother's passing, and you had me on the people's stage.
Yes.
And I felt like a superstar.
Mm.
What is going to happen this year? Who is going to be in the place? What? Who you want in the room? Who's supposed to be there to Ahmad? Who?
Kenny, the Shift Conference was birthed. We're coming up on our fourth anniversary, fourth annual Shift Conference. And this conference is meant for any and everyone who is sick and tired of living the life they are not supposed to live. You are either caught up in a cycle, you are caught up in patterns that you should have broken long ago. You are fully aware that the life you're living now is not the life you're supposed to live. You know there's more, and you are convinced that the right environments, the right room, the right people, the right mindset will shift your trajectory forever. This room is for the radical faith believers, the radical kingdom believers, the radical entrepreneurs, the radical corporate bohemians who and regional partners who know that every single step they've ever made that took them further has been as a result of a choice they made. Not an ultimatum, not some passive-aggressive approach to life. They made a conscious decision to never make that mistake again and they move forward. Shift is for people, Kenny, who are not desperate, but relentless about their future, relentless about what they're protecting, relentless about their God-given talent, and looking to unleash their purpose in a brand new and spectacular way in 2026. On January 30th, 2026, we are going to have our fourth, and the theme is Shift Into Wealth, No More Cycles. And Kenny, so many people are walking around right now bound, stifled, shackled, because of choices they've made. And I want you to understand me and hear me in the spirit, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to condemn you. I'm not trying to judge you. This is a point of awareness for you. If you know that you, okay, let me put it this way, Kenny. Right now, somebody on the call said to themselves around but New Year's Eve, they ain't gonna bother with Tingham no more.
Mm-hmm.
When Tingham call them, they can block them, they can delete them. Girl, I ain't fooling with him no more. But I ain't fooling with her no more. She's bad news. Girl, he's only can't be stressing and walking up and down, counting bowl. Right? They made the decision, they ain't going back. Around about January 5th, Kenny, the phone rang. And it was Tingham.
The cycle.
And they go on bait off, Kenny. They bait off, they put on their good loan, and they put on their good lease. They borrow their brethren best car, and they come on by that lady. After they've committed to themselves, I will not do this anymore. Again, not judgment, you know, but I need you to understand that if you know better, you're supposed to be doing better.
Yes.
God did not gift you with the ability to see clearly, to understand better, and choose worse every time. For the persons, Kenny, who have been living below their wealth capacity, right? Maybe you are one of those people like me in 2020 when I was checking my bank account every 25 seconds. Maybe you are one of those persons who have to check your bank account before you can do any major thing in life. Before you can make any decision, you got to check your bank account to make sure you have enough money to afford it. That is not the life God has given you to live. You're not supposed to live in poverty. You're not supposed to live in lack. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
So how are you around here, broke as a joke, and content with that? How are you walking around fully gifted, have everything you need in your hands to create wealth, but you go on a people job, mad, sour, face all makeup, attitude sucky, but you mad at the employer? Let me tell you a secret. Organizations will never make you rich, ma'am or sir. That's not their goal.
That is not their goal.
You were sent to this planet with the ability, the power to create wealth. And the Shift Conference is going to gather people who are ready to create, sustain, and advance their wealth. We're going to have dynamic speakers join us this year, Kenny. Bishop Neil C. Ellis from The Soil. A lady called Odetta Martin from The Soil. From International Voices, we're going to have Apostle Lawrence Hardy coming in from New Orleans. We're going to have recording, Grammy Award-winning recording artist, but she's going to be speaking to us on the topic, Something Has to Break. This has to be the year, Kenny, when you stop doing dumbness and start doing things what makes sense. It has to be. Her name is Kiara Sherrod Kelly, and then we have also joining us on the stage this year is Dr. Cindy Trim, who is coming to yuck up some things in the spirit, but also speak to your power and ability to create wealth. She is not just coming to preach to you, she's coming to unearth, to awaken something in you, both as a leader in business, a leader in corporate Bahamas, and a leader in the kingdom. We also going to have two very dynamic activation segments this year, Kenny. One of our partners, Simplify, is going to have an eye-opening activation segment on AI in the workplace today. Kenny, if you ain't using AI right now, you're behind. You're stuck. I don't care how Christian you are. I'm a Christian. I know God. God know me. And if I'm not going to employ and use the technology God has allowed me to come upon and to advance myself, I would be amiss and misusing my kingdom blessing. But they're going to have an eye-opening session on January 30th, a 35-minute segment that's going to help you to understand and reimagine the workforce, your own business, whatever you're doing right now, there's an easier way to do it. And they have this dynamic software they're created. They call it Simplify Tech that will blow your mind. Our second activation segment is going to be done by Odetta Martin. She has created something called the Currency Code, Kenny, where our attendees will be able to, in the moment, live and living color, scan a QR code, and complete an assessment right there in the building. Kenny, you're going to find out once and for all why you're such a big spender, why you always broke, why you always giving. You know, Kenny, the people who, you may resonate with this, Kenny, that's the people who call you for everything. Kenny, now let me hold $25 till Thursday. Kenny, let me hold $100. Kenny, my daughter need. Kenny, my uncle need. Kenny, my mommy need. And every time they call you, you just give them.
Mm-hmm.
But every time you give them, Kenny, you just feel some kind of way.
I do.
You feel guilty. You feel like, man, I'm going to do this no more. But your spirit, your kindness can't not allow you to give. Why are you wired to give so much and receive so little? Right? On the other hand, why are you wired to be such a hoarder? Why do you give but still can't show for it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why every Saturday you want Shein buying another Shein haul and still broke as a joke? Your mortgage due, you light off, but you're buying Shein clothes every week. Right? All of these things have been influenced and determined from before you even became an adult. And Odetta's platform helps you to understand your wealth wiring, your currency code. Could you imagine, Kenny, you and Mr. Delavona, newly married people, you're loving things are right, but your first purchase, woman look at you like, girl, your hair good? What's going on with you? And you're like, excuse me, I'm a camp woman. I'm supposed to be able to swipe and swipe. You're like, but Kenny, hold on, we got to do things. If you are unequally yoked in the way of finances, Kenny, you're going to have trouble. As in love as you all may be, if things ain't right with the money, things ain't right in the marriage.
Exactly.
If you
exactly.
and I decide to go into business together, Kenny, and I'm a big spender, but you're a frugal, we have friction already.
Exactly.
And so you get to understand through that activation with Odetta what your currency code is, why you've been wired the way you've been wired around money, why you disrespect money, why you don't honor money, why you don't waste money, why you don't save money. All of that helps you to understand your power and ability to now create wealth and sustain wealth. Because many people come into money, you know, Kenny, but at the end of the year, they're still broke.
I totally understand. We're going to take a very, very quick break, Dr. Thompson, because I know that you're going to soon become Dr. Thompson. I'm letting the cat out of the bag a little bit. We will be right back after this quick commercial break. All black up yesterday.
But she say she bumped into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
So what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? 202-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You're listening to Kenny's Corner. I'm your host, Mrs. Kendanique Delavo, here with the one and only Dr. Ahmad Rashad Thompson. He's speaking about shift, S-H-Y-F-T. Indeed. The promises of God are given to us, and sometimes they're given to us in a dream. Sometimes they're given to us in our regular everyday life.
Yes.
But Mr. Thompson took an opportunity to step out on faith, management. He is a mover and a shaker in this society. And perhaps, Mr. Thompson, Dr. Thompson, global is what is in the foreseeable future, because this is your fourth year doing shift. Mm-hmm. And you've brought us some big names. Mm-hmm. And I would be remiss if I did not say, while their names are big, and this is wonderful that they're international or even global, mm-hmm. the names that you would have mentioned here locally are big within our own right. And I thank you for acknowledging Bahamians. And I thank you for acknowledging the fact that we can send a clarion call as well.
Absolutely.
You mentioned something in our first segment about looking around and not being able to achieve our wealth standard. Mm-hmm. Because if you're looking for the corporation or the company to make you rich, that will never happen.
Never.
And what I find in this society is, as an entrepreneur, right? You can work for someone, you can have a contract, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, but never better than them.
Ooh, talk about that.
And I think that we must be very mindful and cognizant of some truths as well.
Mm-hmm.
We have some messages here, Mr. Thompson.
Sure.
How can listeners begin to shift their mindset starting tonight? Why is my alignment more important than my speed in a new season?
Mm.
Kenny and Ahmad, you are both successful within your own right.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you team up? Let me answer this question.
Yes.
Ahmad has hired me to do various things.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say without a shadow of a doubt, I have no problem with working under Ahmad.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to be very clear. We bounce things off of each other when you can get him on the phone, that is. Other than that, you'll have to send him a WhatsApp message. But in the space that we hold, there's no animosity, there's no jealousy. And let me say this above all things, we are Roman Catholic. Let me make that clear, okay? There's another question here, Ahmad. What role does discipline play in sustaining a new season?
Mm-hmm.
2026 rolled in. I said I wanted to do many things. And like you said in your opening, we say we're not going to bother with this person, but they roll around and we get back into it.
Mm.
I have cut that particular person off, but discipline has to come in other forms of my life.
Mm-hmm.
How do I get discipline? I've started to journal, Is that a way? Can you answer that, Ahmad? Then we'll go back to the last two questions.
Has to be hand in hand with decision. So the way Myron Golden defines decide is that decide is literally the choice to cut off anything that is going to contradict the choice you just made. Anything and anyone. Decide. D, cut off. Side is the thing that you're going to remove yourself from or attach yourself to that's going to keep you in the point of discipline. If you look at the best example of all things, it's Jesus Christ. Jesus went and prayed for hours and hours and hours and hours anytime he had an assignment, anytime. And he didn't go and hang out with his friends. And he didn't go and pray for 20 minutes, Lord, give me strength, Lord, give me strength. He went and he literally lay prostrate before the Lord and asked for the strength, the will, the assistance to do this thing that God has called him to do. Journaling is one way to reflect on your decision, but discipline comes from making active choices not to go back to what used to be. What I would say to that person, Kenny, is that you have to evaluate what you value more. Do you want to have that person have the ability to say, see, I can press that button whenever I want to. I can press this button whenever I want to. Or do you want to be able to say, I can choose me over anything else? You have to be so relentless about what you will no longer do that anything that comes in the way of it is literally a trap.
Ahmad, the other day, I had an opportunity to encounter someone. And I say all the time, when you are powerful, you must be merciful, because God has a way of spinning the block, and the same people you meet going up that ladder, you can meet them coming down, Ahmad, right? Absolutely. And the old me would have answered in a different way. But then I think to myself, and I say, I got school fee, I get mortgage. Yeah. I just became a wife. I have certain things that I have to do. And I watched Dr. Miles Monroe, and I listened to what he said. Mm-hmm. And then I watched T.D. Jakes that very same morning. Mm-hmm. And T.D. Jakes says, you cannot be conflicted by the decision. You must be conflicted by the consequence, because had I responded in the wrong way,
yes,
I would have put myself in a position. I don't know who around me heard what I said. Mm-hmm. I don't know who will think a different way about me. Mm-hmm. Do you think that we are not concerned about the consequences of our decisions because we live in a society where we can do anything and get away with it?
Yes. The answer is yes to that question, Kenny. When you are living a life that you believe have no consequences to do any old dumbness. You must be concerned with the impact you're having on people around you and circumstances around you, but you must also understand that everything you do has a consequence attached to it. Something is going to come from what you've just done or will do. And if your concern is not so much the conviction, it must then be the consequence. If I don't do, or if I do this, there is something that I'll have to pay for or pay with on the back end. And people don't understand that life is short, but also life is very long. And what happens when the thing you did today comes back 140 years? When you're not as capable, not able, not as sound in your mind or whatever, or strength strong in your body, but that action now has a reaction 40 years from now in your child or in your grandchild. So you have to be concerned about the consequences.
Come back, don't you? Yes.
Because it will. And life is a big, big, big circle. It all comes back around. And you must be so disciplined that you are thinking about, how will I pay for this in 25 years, 26 years, in one day? What is going to be the consequence for this action right now? And Kenny, there are people who will look you in your face and encourage you to do dumbness. They will speak death into your purpose. Speak death. Pray nobody can buy that. Worry nobody into that. Fire. Leave them alone.
Fire bun. This is a message.
Them right where you met them, because they're only going to, they look to keep you right where they met you. That's the enemy's plan for you, man. That ain't God's plan. God's plan is to advance you, to take you to your next level. And when you meet people who keep telling you, girl, can't even bother with that, man. Johnny, don't bother with that. Excuse me? Why shouldn't I? Because you can't bother with that? Come from around me, yeah?
Exactly. These are two questions. And this is another question, boy. People really, I'm going to read this last question, right? I'm going to read these two. Is it possible to outgrow environments, people, and even dreams?
Yes.
Ahmad, that's a question.
Yes. Yes. Yes, mom. Yes, sir. Yes, mom. Yes, sir. If you have not outgrown something, you won't live in right. God's word says, I want for you, for even for your soul to prosper, even as I want you to prosper, even as your soul prospers. People misunderstand that statement. Your soul prospering means that you're doing the things of God. You're getting closer to God. You're journeying life with God. You're not doing things absent of God. So as your soul prospers, so will you. Perhaps you may not be prospering because your soul is not prospering. It's a condition. Mm-hmm. As your soul prospers, so will you. So the closer you get to God, the further on your journey you get with God, the deeper you get into your faith walk with God, the more will you prosper. If you have not outgrown circumstances, you are not living your...
This is another question. What are the signs that God or life is pushing you toward this shift?
Okay. So
are you asking us if God is pushing you toward a shift as in first person singular, or you're asking about the conference, which is first person verb plural, which is it? But Ahmad, answer both.
Okay, if you feel, this is how God has kept you. If you feel like, man, okay, God, I've been telling me about this for a little while, right? He's mm-hmm. been encouraging me or put it into my spirit. Every time I go on Instagram or TikTok, I see the same message. Every time I go to the same spot, I have the same challenge or the same opportunity. If God is bringing the same thing to you in different forms, he's giving you a clear message he wants to get through to you. Let me tell you how God used me, and I'll get back to how you can tell if God is giving you the shift. When I was told to quit my job, Kenny, I did the resignation letter, you know. I didn't date it. So I write it, but I have no date on it. And for the first time in my entire adult life, I remember pulling up to work, and I sat in the car for about 18 minutes thinking about what I could call to my boss and say how sick I was. And I didn't call her from work. I just go early and come late. I mean, leave late. I was the one who could come out to do everything. I was the model employee. But all of a sudden, my attitude toward work used to make me mad. I'm talking about, I had a apprentice happen and I get mad. Wow. I had folks come and I had my attitude off. And one day this lady came where I used to sit in my old office, Kenny. You had to pass my desk to get through to the bathroom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this lady came to me, she said, Mr. Thompson, what's wrong with you? I said, Mom, everything all right? What's going on? She said, no, sir, something ain't right. This hall used to be a hall I could come to feel better, to get light, to get upliftment. And for the past 2.5 weeks, it's been dead drafty and cold to this hallway. I said, well, you can't blame me. I don't control the air conditioning. She said, no, so I ain't talking about that. The spirit you hear is off. What's going on with you? I say, Mom, all is well. She said, sir, you story in, go home and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that God was now starting to make my attitude show up to people around me. Because there was a time when I could control my emotions and I could control how I felt. But after a while, I started to get angry at everything around me, Kenny. Annoyed. I don't remember, write down. Anything used to bother me. And God was starting to get to me through people around me. Even non-believers. God was using on that job to come and say to me, why am I mad? Your time here is sewn up. Why am I mad? I feel like you soon leave. Man, I'm mad. But you could do a new break off on a suit of management. I'm like, who tell these people something? So my point there is, God will either talk to you directly. If you don't listen to him, he can send it in different forms. And you know when God has been talking to you because your spirit is uneasy. You can't sleep right. And God will torment you into purpose, you know.
Right into your purpose.
He will mess you right. He will have you all cross up just so you can trust him and take that leap. And I'm not talking about an idea you have or some inkling. I'm talking about a real deep knowing that, boy, you know what? This season is ending. I have to move on from this. And when God, and you've been ignoring him or avoiding him, he's going to bring it to your attention in different ways. Please, y'all, trust God. Listen to what he's saying and do what he said. How do you know if God is calling you to the shift conference? You've seen that flyer time and time again. You've seen the post somewhere. You've heard me talk about it. Someone, you keep saying, man, I should go to listen to it. Man, I can't afford this. So, man, I ain't got the money for that. Man, Ahmad, I'm always doing something. Excuse me, mama. Excuse me, sir. This is less about Ahmad, more about your calling, more about your purpose. And if you've been seeing this conference come up in different formats and different ways, it means God is doing his best to get you to understand this is the environment for you to go in to take your life to the next level. You've been hanging around in environments that don't serve you for too long, you know. All kind of negativity, all kind of dumbness talking, all kind of bad mind, all kind of negative, or the government is the government that, listen, man, go in environments where everybody wants to be better. Where the lowest thought is, how can I make more? How can I do more tomorrow? Nobody's telling you can't. Nobody's telling you you shouldn't bother with that. In fact, they're telling you how to do it. They're giving you insight, strategy, you know, discipline, helping you to get to your next level. That's the environment you need to be in. Iron sharpened and iron man.
No gatekeeping.
Nobody's shielding. Nobody acting dumb up at you. Nobody telling you, girl, look, man, go in environments that serve you and you can serve.
This is a person
in the room. Don't go back in the room.
Don't listen. And like your last comment that we had, the last event that you had, and I said it should be in every room, in every room.
You belong there.
When you reach, you command your space.
Right now.
This is, well, these questions are for me. So,
sure.
The radio show is really not like, I don't know what, when I started this radio show, right? Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be about relationships and it was supposed to be very light. But it's turned into a movement all in of its own. So I will read these comments. Mm-hmm. Kenny, as a woman, watching you move through different spaces, witnessing your wedding, your presence, and your evolution, how did you know you had truly entered a new season? Mm-hmm. And what shifted internally before anything changed externally?
That's a good question.
Well, I have to say that my faith had been tested a great deal. And with testing my faith, I had to be who I needed to be for me. Mm-hmm. And then I think a great part of that also comes when you have a partner. And not saying that the partner makes you a different person, but it almost makes you a complete individual. Mm-hmm. And you learn and you grow with that person. And a part of healing is growth and understanding that, or forgiving someone, or forgiving yourself for what you thought you knew and you really didn't know. Mm-hmm. In regards to witnessing the wedding was just the wedding, you know. But the marriage is what is really the basis of what has to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I could have the best wedding in the world, mm-hmm. but if I have a horrible relationship, then what example am I really setting for another divorced woman out there or another divorced man? Because I wasn't necessarily looking for love, you know, but love found me. Mm-hmm. And I think that women, and this has to be a woman that wrote this. when you say that you have somebody that loves you, think long term. Mm-hmm. I listened to Sarah Jakes, and Sarah Jakes said that her father told her, "The person that you stand beside when you bury me, that is your person." Mm. And when I left my mother in the Roman Catholic cemetery, mm-hmm. Ruben was to my left and my right.
Wow.
And when it came time to do what I needed to do, I didn't have to ask him, mm-hmm. "Could you help me?"
Yes.
A wedding is a wedding is a wedding, but it's the love that two people, because you could get married and you could look sad. Mm-hmm. But I had plenty, plenty joy.
Yeah.
And the spaces that I occupy, I used to fight to get in these rooms. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the women that occupy these rooms, they didn't really want me to be there, you know. Mm-hmm. Because keep in mind now, I asking you for your approval, but I want to be in the space because I figured it's the space I need to be in.
Yes.
I want the same bag you have, mind you. I have the bag. I have more than ample education.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes it's my entire spirit for nothing.
Yeah, I come in here to carry on bad.
I really don't, and it don't make a difference if you like me or not.
Come on.
When I come into the space, I come into the space with authenticity.
Yes.
And maybe that bothers some people.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, Ahmad, I feel like people know when you're faking, you know.
Come on, it's not from a mile away.
You can tell when you're faking. And I think that we have to be real and let people know, listen, I come from two poor parents. Well, my daddy always had. My mother was a poor girl from East Street. My daddy was from True Roscoe and my mother was from Milton Street. Mm-hmm. But they worked together. I went to private school. I went to university. Mm-hmm. But when you see me moving through the space, I move through the space with confidence because that's what I have in me.
Yeah.
You can't buy that. Either you have it, Or you don't.
You could enhance it. You can sharpen that. You can build on that. But Kenny, everybody has it. Everyone was sent to the earth with the admonition to take dominion of the earth.
Exactly.
That means you don't have to build that. You don't have to buy that. That's in you.
That in you.
But that point you made, Kenny, if I can just interject here with respect to the partnership, who you are connected to. So many people are connected to sleeping with, laying with people who sow into them death and destruction. You need to be mindful of who you're laying against every evening, you know.
You have to be, because, but Ahmad, could I tell you something? And I ain't come on the radio to talk my personal business, right? Mm-hmm. But I can tell you anyway. Say, Ruben, I won't do this. Do it. If I say, Pam, what you think about that?
Right.
You say, Ken, do it. I have a very, very small circle. Mm-hmm. Charlene, Nicole, Lynette. That's my circle. Sometimes I'll branch and they say, Aunt Vern, what you think of this? Because my mother is gone.
Right.
And I have a very, very small circle. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, we get you. We riding. What you into, whatever you into.
What you need. Let's do it.
They ask me what I need. You understand? Mm-hmm. And you have to have the right. And listen, that circle that I in, that ain't no circle for low lightweights, because they say some mean things.
Come on. They can carry hard, but they ride with you.
But if I say, listen, I'm going to go see mommy in a graveyard, I want you to know they're going to be at that gate.
Yes.
If I say something happened and I come in now.
Right.
This is, you need the right circle. Let me read this message. Kenny, I've seen you evolve from the space, another spaces you occupy. I've seen you evolve from the spaces you occupy to your recent wedding. How did you recognize that this was a new season for you and that this was your inner shift and it possible? I saw you today at the airport. When you got your bags, your husband pulled you close. You see how people is watching you, Ahmad?
Come on.
You see how people is watching you, Ahmad?
Come on.
Your husband pulled you close and guided your hand and let the gentleman walk in front with the luggage. I watched and I said, I want that. I need that.
Wow.
How did you know he was your person? This is a relationship show today. Texter, I did not know he was my person. But the man loves me in a way that I knew that I needed to be loved. And I feel like I deserve that love. I didn't know I was looking for love, you know, Ahmad. I already got a divorce. And let me say something to you people. You could get divorced from many things. You don't only have to get divorced from a marriage. You could get divorced from a job. You could get divorced from a medley of things. And there's no shame in divorce, because out of that divorce, you birth something new. And I will say to you, he allows me to be me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to be anybody else but me. That is who I am.
Right.
And we are in a space and time where we grow and we work together. Now I get on his nerves, because he says get on his nerves. I know I get on his nerves and I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to allow yourself, Texter, to let the person love you. And when you see that you can trust that person with your innermost feeling, and when there's the lowest point in your life is not having a job, and the second lowest point in your life is when this man was with me when I had no job, 5 degree, but no job.
Wow.
And he never turned his back. So that is how I knew that this was my person. I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know if that will help you to see. But it's your connection, and God will send you a ram in the bush.
Come on, in the thicket. In the thicket.
But that's my person. And it doesn't, and you don't have to worry about what somebody else think. Because when you close that door, that's your person.
Yeah. Here's the thing though, Kenny. You can't be, okay, the person said, I want that in my life. I want that for me. I need that in my life. Sure. Are you prepared, though, for what you are expecting?
Are you prepared?
Are you preparing for the love you say you want, for the love you say you deserve, the love you say you need? Kenny, if the person you are going to call your life partner If the first thing they say to you after you give them an idea, a thought, a revelation is not how I can help or how we can do this, wrong person.
And as women too, Ahmad, as I'm speaking from a female perspective,
sure.
You must be able to let that man lead.
Come on.
Listen, Ahmad, as an alpha female, like yeah. Ahmad, like I am a bull in the China shop.
Yeah.
But when you hear Ruben say, I
finish over.
I finish with that.
That's when you go to your journal and you go talk to God some more. Because if you ain't out your chest, don't bring it in my bed.
I finish with that.
Because I ain't even less than a cold person and I don't want to mess up in my come, let's get it together.
Right, but as a woman, you have to have a man that is willing to lead and that a man that knows God.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to let that man lead. And sometimes too, like I'm a stickler for saying this to women who feel like they have to be strong all the time. Mm-hmm. Let the light go off.
Come on.
Let that light go off. Let the children school fee don't get paid.
Hey, Kenny.
You can't be in charge all the time.
Kenny, first of all,
you are helpmate.
A woman that is leading a man is not with a man.
Okay.
That's the first thing. If every time you wake up, you got to convince him to come and let's do fire bun. Leave that baby right where you meet him.
Leave him alone.
You can be married for 29 years. Let it be the last year. End that. Now, I believe in marriage. I believe in you must work towards, keep your marriage doing if you could do. But if it ain't making no sense, if things always big fight, if everything is a big uphill battle, if there's never any encouragement, never any forward movement, never any what we could do together, how we could build this legacy together, why are you with this individual? Leave them. Everybody woman is not a leader. Bottom line.
And I have to say to you too, my texters and my listeners that have messaged, you must be mindful that God will humble you. God will bring you right down to nothing.
Right down. Mash you right down.
He will mash you right down.
In love, you know. God ain't going to make you shame. But God's going to make you come to your senses. You got to wake up now.
He will mash you right down.
Come on.
Ahmad, this is another question. These questions were for me. I inbox me and answer y'all another time. But let me answer these questions for Ahmad. What habits or patterns do people need to release or truly elevate? What habits or patterns do people need to release or truly elevate?
To release, I think they mean to truly elevate.
Yeah. What habits or patterns do people need to release to truly elevate? Okay. Sometimes my texters write just how they talk.
I have to
read it slow.
No problem. So the first thing you have to do is condition your mind. You have to relearn what you've learned in the past. Everything you do, everything you experience, first of all, starts as a thought, right? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So are you, ma'am. If it is that every thought you have is a condemnation, is conflicting with what God said, start there. Because only what God said will come to pass. You could try all you want to do something different, but God can take you right around that same mountain every time because you ain't passed the test yet. In order to change your patterns, change your thoughts. That's the first thing. In order to change your patterns, change your company, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot tell you how important it is to be surrounded by people who only want to see you doing your best. Any company you with who comfortable doing dumbness, who comfortable doing the same old nothingness week after you met them. Pray for them, but keep it moving. Because they want to see you right where they met you. Anytime you start to make a little headway, they start, girl, why are you doing so much? Who do you think you're trying to prove? What do you think? Leave them where you met them. So first of all, change your mind, change your thoughts, change your thinking. Then change your company. Then I want you to change your strategy. What you've been doing for this long either has worked or has not. And even if it has worked, it's worked to get you to the point you are now. Where you are going, that same strategy may not be the same strategy you can employ. You have to look at doing things a little bit differently now to get to where you've never been before. I write in my book, Kenny, you cannot go where you've never been by doing what you've always done.
It is time to
try something different. Try the instruction from God. Try the radical obedience to God's instruction.
We have a caller, Ahmad.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Chris.
Hello.
Ahmad, we may need to go to 7:45. Go ahead, caller, please.
How are you, Mrs. Delavaux?
I'm wonderful. So how are you?
Come on.
I'm fine. How is the king?
The king is absolutely fantastic.
I love your gifts.
Thank you.
I love your gifts, Mr. Thompson, right?
Yes.
I know it is not a relationship show, but I believe he sounds like an alpha male. And I'm going to propose this question to him. Let me first establish my lot of men. Mm-hmm. And I know Mr. Delaval from a boy, from a child. Mm-hmm. Myself and his father, we used to race having children together. So that's how long I know him. But his father beat me by having more children than I did.
What a time.
Let me just ask this question. Because the show looked like a turn into relationship show. Yeah. Due to the promotion of the feminist movement, do you believe that have an effect on marriage, children, and the family? Mm-hmm. I will hang up and listen to you.
Yes, sir. Here's what I believe, sir. I believe with all my heart that the enemy is doing all he can to distort the family. Everything he wants to do, everything to keep families outside of the will of God. When the father, when the male, when the husband is at odds with his wife, his parent, his children's mother, his familial home, the enemy can creep in. There cannot be two leaders in one space. Now, can a female also lead her family and support her husband and support her, the man in her life? Absolutely. But the enemy is distorting the family by saying things like, we are all equal. We're not equal. I'm not saying to you that a man is more than or a woman is less than. I'm saying to you, in the night you have, okay, two Indian and no chief, it's problem. Or two chief and no Indian, it's problem. Somebody has to lead. And a woman will only lead a man, and no woman wants to lead a man, you know. Nobody wants to be in a position when they're supposed to be aiding and supporting and providing for and cultivating to have to now take the bull by the horn and lead. When you find a woman leading, the man ain't the leader. It don't matter to me how independent you think you are, how independent you feel. The enemy wants to distort the marriage, the family home. Okay? He wants you to think that you are not and you are. And you can be assured of your ability and your rights as a woman. This is not about female rights and men, but this ain't about rights. Every human being is deserving of respect and value and living a valued life in the world. But when you're talking about the natural order of the family, you can't get caught up on what the enemy is trying to convince you of, man. Okay? And if you're going to follow the enemy's threat, right? You have now people identifying as all these different things. Listen to me, man. You got to hold your head now. Okay? There's identification of this and I identify as a this today and I that. Look, man. Male and female, he created them. Don't get caught up and mix up. Okay? My mother is a very strong woman. She is married to a very strong man. My father leads his family. My mother supports his vision. She's a vision carrier. Okay? She's a glory carrier. She's going to bring his vision to life. I believe that a good female with good sense to a good man, that's a union made in heaven, a match made in heaven. But then you got a mix-up bad mind woman with a mix-up bad mind man. You know, problem. You know, stress. You know, happiness coming out of that. Come on, man. We have to think clearly. We have to understand not only our roles, but who do we want to be connected to in this earth? Who do we want to be connected to by being equally yoked or unequally yoked? You gotta catch sense. The Bible says in Proverbs, "In all you're getting, get wisdom." And the Bible refers to wisdom as a she, and I believe there's a reason for that. Men aren't wise, you know. Not all. Some men, backwards, head in their backside. But a good woman against a man, I mean, alongside a man, is going to make him the best man he could possibly be. A woman who is nurturing, a woman who's going to aid her husband, I'm going to say husband for a reason. A woman who's going to look at her husband's vision and see, wait now, honey, did you think about, have you considered, did you so-and-so? Yesterday, my parents went to an event, Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
The man was planning the event. My mommy said, hold on. All kind of man doing this thing, they ain't over no spoon and no knife and no this. And let me carry what I know they're going to need. Okay? She ain't around carrying on my daddy. Oh, y'all ain't planning. She said, listen, man, let me think about this. Hold on. There's a men's group. All these is men who got a wife. They don't know about no kitchen and things. Let me get myself together and go there and make my husband look good. So she carried all my kitchen knife and fork and spoon and thing and I'm parting them. and she gone up there to support her husband. Again. So now when her husband walked through and she see, they see now a couple who, a man whose wife was supporting him, a wife who was thinking about, wait, man, I got to make sure Eddie look good out there. I also got to make sure the thing go off without a hitch. That's unity. That's sense.
Yes, yes.
And you tell
yes.
her, can me go make the spoon? He ain't do that. But she thought about, let me see what he can eat and let me carry it for him. If he don't need it, we still win. If he does need it, he have it.
And that's how it's supposed to be done.
Come on. But you got women and men out there who have to be asking you. You could see things, same things. I got to ask you to borrow it. Man, end that, yeah?
Before we go, Ahmad, because you always bring such a different gift to this space and time. Yeah. Is there a promo code? How can we get tickets? I need some more information. You have the last 5 minutes.
Yes, ma'am. I need you to understand that the Shift Conference is meant for you to live your best life. This is not just about motivation. It's not about inspiration. Put on your good clothes, come take a picture, but this is beyond that. I want you to leave that place transformed. You're not living the same life you lived for the last 10 years. We're not doing that anymore. We're not saying new year, new me, when you know it's the same old you. All you do is change the camera template. We ain't into that. We are transforming yourself from the inside out. I want you to go to theshiftexperience.com. That's theshiftexperience.com. Theshiftexperience.com. When you go to that website to register, you're going to use code SHIFT, S-H-Y-F-T, to get your special Kenny's Corner discount. Kenny told me, say, you can't come in. So, if you go to the website today or over the next couple of days and you register, you can use the code SHIFT to get a special discount on our tickets. We have 3 levels this year, Kenny. General admission, which does not include lunch. Hear me clearly. Ain't no lunch for the general admission ticket. Lunch comes with VIP and all access. General admission is $197. VIP is $297. All access is $397. You're going to be able to use that code to get a special discount off of any of those tiers that you want to register for. Lunch is included for VIP and all access, like I said earlier. And if you've been thinking, child, $297, $300, I can't afford that. This last 3 weeks, you're going to spend $8,000 on your lashes, $1,000 on an ugly dress, $4,000 on them bottles to them party, and you still broke.
Mm-hmm. And still.
So I need you to make the right choices in 2026 is going to yield the right results for you. You don't have to come, you know. I'm begging you to come. But if you know that it's more for you, you know that it's better for you, you know that God has called you to more, for more, and to create more, be in the room where everybody is moving toward more. Ain't nobody doubting themselves there. And you ain't got to have it all together, man. This ain't about that. This is about thinking, listen to me, man. There's more for me. I need to be in the environment that's going to bring this out of me. And that's what Shift 26 is going to be doing for those who join us at the Shift Conference. Anybody with good sense will be in the room on January 30, 2026 at the Bahama Convention Center. We don't do things small here. We do things big here. So we're serving a big-time God who's also an on-time God. If you're ready to live your big-time life, let's ride. If not, don't come. Because we don't want negative people on us anyway.
Let's just ride. If you went to big things, then we're doing that.
Let's go.
Ladies and gents, so this has been another riveting episode of Kenny's Corner. We have some good responses in the chat. Kenny and Ahmad, thank you. Kenny, this is an enlightening show today. Please ask Ahmad to come back. Ask Ahmad if he have anything for the people of East Street. Okay, we'll ask him that question.
Anybody can come to Bahama, you know.
I didn't hear.
Anybody can come to Bahama. Where do you live in life? Or East
anybody. Street? It is open to all. But I want to say thank you. That don't limit, don't ask, don't God ain't on no budget. Ask.
Yeah, limitless God. Ask him and he will provide for you. Somebody call you tomorrow morning and say, I got $200 for you. Let's ride. Let's go.
Man, Ahmad, I'm praying for this multi-million-dollar contract right now.
Coming through, Ken.
I believe it. But ladies and gents, thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of the season for Kenny's Corner. This is going to be January. J-N-Y-O-U. January.
We're going to
start off with things that are going to uplift and things that are going to edify the soul, the body, the mind, and the spirit. And then, of course, in February, we'll jump right into the sex. You know how we sexy over here on Kenny's Corner, you know, making it look spicy.
Yeah.
Relationships and the like. But ladies and gents, thank you so much for tuning in. And as most Tuesdays happen to be, it's another opportunity for you to put your leg over that man and for that man to put his leg over you. Get you some wine and some popcorn and enjoy your evening. And ladies and gents, in this particular season, no man knows the time or the hour. When you hang up the phone from your friends, from people to you, don't be afraid to say, I love you. Because things change in the blink of an eye. And you don't know what sound, what movement, what time and place will be your last. So enjoy life. Live each day as if it were your last, because one day it will be. But in the meantime, in between time, get you some popcorn and put your leg over that man and love him up. I will see you next week here on Kenny's Corner. Dr. Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear. God bless you.
God bless.
All the best for 2026. That's right.
To you as well.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. Stop!